Okay, so what you can see here are six different types of questions, all of which require finance. And all of them would require you to use finance in a slightly different way. Now, we've discussed them as a class, but for the recording here, so we can use them for revision, I'm going to go through them now. Let's start with the pink question, which was a 2017 question. The cost of war was the most serious cause of Elizabeth's financial problems. Discuss. Well, this is a lovely question that's simply asking you to compare the financing of the Spanish War with other financial problems that Elizabeth faced. Typically, you'd be looking to do this with two other factors, tensions and tensions. Question two is similar, but it's got a different trigger word. It's asking you how successful was Elizabeth at dealing with her financial problems. So this would require you to come up with some criteria for judging success. It might be that you're comparing the seriousness of the problems, but it might also be the effects of these problems. Think, for example, of using multiple subsidies and the problems that that leaves. I think it was Sloane that spoke of a poison chalice, didn't he? Yeah? So these questions would use similar factors, but you need to acknowledge different command words. Question three is a straddler. It goes between finance and economics. And I would guide you here to the examiner's suggestion, chief examiner's suggestion, that in some essays you might just want two factors. Clearly, one factor is going to be finance, and then you'd have three different features in it, say Marie and debt, inflation and the need to reform, financing the war. And the other might be economics, where you might have enclosure, trade, and maybe something like development of industry. The point to make here, of course, is that the very best students would also say that it's a false dichotomy to pull those apart. For example, what is the influence of agricultural policy on inflation? I used to think that would be an unlikely question given how short the time was. I'm beginning to think that might actually be a more likely question. Question four is very noteworthy. We've had a number of questions on religion which identify part of the reign. And so it is here. And perversely, I think this question would be a two-factor answer as well. Arguably three. So it says up to 1585, and as we discussed, that clearly says until the Spanish War. Don't tell me about the Spanish War. So you could either have inflation compared to the Marian debt, or inflation and the failure to reform compared to the Marian debt. Question five is an interesting question, and I just want to make this point. This is actually the question from the specimen paper, and it says, how successfully did Elizabeth deal with the problems that she faced at the start of her reign? Here, finance, or part of finance, the Marian debt, would be part of a general essay, and you might be comparing it with the religious settlement, and you might be comparing it with something like the need to establish a new government. Okay? Or gender, for example. Maybe you'd put new government and gender together. The point, guys, is that don't assume that every question will be in one of the key questions. They put that in the specimen paper to show you that they can ask questions across periods. Finally, question six says enclosure was the most important cause of inflation in Elizabethan England. How far do you agree? This is a horrible question, but you have got the ability to answer it in the notes that I've given you. It is a super micro question, isn't it? It's asking you really to compare enclosures, of course, and inflation, which we don't think it was, with other non-monetary reasons, such as population increase, and then you might want to put in some monetary reasons, like, for example, gold and silver coming into the European economy from the Spanish Empire, or debasement, or both. That's a mean question. Why it's particularly mean is that people will talk about, they'll answer question one, and question six is really quite different. What are we saying here? Each one of these six questions would use finance or part of finance in a slightly different way. And that's really all I want to say on this.